Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, but it is good evening. So let me just say good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to something new. Well, we are doing something new right here on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams, and I am excited about going to another level, You know, it's just been an incredible day. I was at a job fair for most of the morning and early afternoon, and I met with so many career people who were in search of employees. I met with career counselors. I met with some career coaches. There were a couple of career coaches on site, but I really met with recruiters, with staffing representatives. I met with CEOs of companies, and I felt so comfortable, you know. And it's so funny because every time, let me just back up for a moment and welcome you here to our Thursday edition of the Coach Lalisa Show. Now, you know, in the morning we meet once. We're on air one day a week in the morning. That is Tuesday morning. I have as my co-host, professor, author, and publisher Terry Benjamin, and he has his theme is healthy aging and lifelong learning. And so here on Thursday evening, so I wanted to do something different for 2012. For the past 3 years, we have been coming on in the morning, doing a morning show pretty much Monday through Friday. But I wanted to do something a little different. You know, sometimes you just got to make change. You can't always wait for change to happen. You got to make it happen. So for 2012, we made change happen. And we got away from doing the Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, mornings at 7 a.m., and we went to just one day a week in the morning, and then since we already had Tuesday established, and then we went to, let's try a Thursday evening. So here we are Thursday evening, so we welcome each of you to tune in. We welcome you for tuning into the show, and certainly we would love for you to call in and comment if you have comments, or you can post them in the chat room. Welcome to all of our listeners via iTunes, who download and listen via iTunes. Those of you who will go back and listen to the archives, we also want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. Happy New Year's if we haven't had a chance to express that to you. But I am so happy for this new direction. It's really not new in terms of talking about career development. It is really not a new direction for Coach Lalisa, but it's one that I visit from time to time, but I'm really, really, really sensing a pull to that field and to this area, and I think I may have found a home, at least a temporary spot. So I want to come and I want to dig deep, and I want to, you know, be able to share with you to help individuals in your career success. That's really what my mission is to help you in your career success. I kind of got pulled into it sideways, so to speak, but now that I've gotten into it, I'm really willing to just throw everything that I got at it. So tonight, our key topic tonight, I want to talk about how to bulletproof your career. And you may be saying, what do you mean? What's a bulletproof career? Well, think of a police officer. You know, police officers, they live a very challenging life, right? It can be very dangerous and it can be scary, I'm sure, for the family members. You don't know when your spouse or your family member walks out that door, you don't know if they're going to return or not. And so for years, you know, that had plagued the police world, so to speak, the police officers, until some years back when they created and invented the bulletproof vest. And that bulletproof vest adds a layer of protection that could actually save their life. And not only save their life, but spare their life so that they could enjoy their life and that their family members can also enjoy them. And then you heard of, like, you know, presidents, like, for instance, the President of the United States and various other very important, influential people. Like, if they were to leave this earth, you know, we'd have some problems, serious problems. And so they ride around in cars that have bulletproof windows, and other parts of the automobile or the vehicle is bulletproof. And so what is it? It's a protection. It's a way to shield yourself from what? Well, from many things, from harm, from danger, from things that you're not expecting, from surprises that could otherwise harm you and could cause you great, great, great devastation, great heartache, great pain. Not only for you, but keep in mind, for you and your family. So just like the bulletproof vest or an armored car or bulletproof car would protect the persons that are inside, persons that have to put themselves out on the battlefield, so to speak, each and every day or each and every day of their career, well, let's think of this bulletproof your career. What it is like designing protection for you as it relates to your career. Now, when we say career, we're talking about your livelihood. We're talking about the way that your life is enriched. It also, now, if your life is enriched, then that means what? That the people around you, their lives are enriched. So that's your family members, your spouse, if you have one, or your significant other. That means your children, your neighbors, your community, even the people that you work around, you know, to someone on your job, you know, you're very important. You're a valuable asset to someone on your job. And if you're not, then you need to be. And so this concept of bulletproofing your career, as I'm dealing with it and I'm putting it forth, it is taking a bold, strong, significant leap toward getting yourself the best career that you could get. I mean, you talk about the superstars of careers, you know. I'm talking about the kind of career that is, you know, way over the top. I mean, like, you know, just really significant, really supernatural, to, so to speak. I mean, the kind of career that, you know God is in this. I mean, you know, it's that kind of career that you're like, God, thank you. You know, you ever had a job or a career where every single day you thanked God for that career? Now, I know from research, my research shows that probably only about 30% of working people, and that's whether you work for yourself or whether you work for someone else, that only about 30% of people are really excited and really are in that type of career that is just, you know, high, you know, just over the top. Just, you just love your life. You just love your career. It's a great career, a wonderful career, one that you really thank God for every day. You know, when your career is so powerful that you would take the time out of your busy day. Now, you know, sometimes we can get busy, y'all. But when you have a career, I'm talking about your job, what you do every single day. And again, it could be a career where you work for yourself. You could be an entrepreneur. You could be a network marketer. You could be a stay-at-home mom. You could be a stay-at-home employee. You could be work in a big corporation. You could work in a factory. You could work outdoors. And that's what I'm talking about. The way you earn your income. That's what I'm talking about when I talk about career jobs. I'm talking about the way you earn your income, meaning the way you feed yourself and clothe yourself and provide activities and recreation for yourself. When you have a job that you just thank God for every day, listen, you know you're over the top with that, okay? And I want to just take a moment to just, again, welcome you to the show tonight. I'm really, Keila, I love you. God bless you. And our other guests in the chat room, God bless you as well. Keila, I'm just over the top with this, you know. And I think, Keila, you probably know as just as well as anyone, you know, how passionate, you know, I am about this subject, the whole subject. And I feel, Keila, I'm so happy. You know, I feel so blessed and honored to be talking about how to bulletproof your career. Keila, you know, and others of you who may be listening, but I know Keila and I see that she's there in the chat room, and that's why I'm using her name. But you know what? I really feel that there's something deep here, you know, with this career success, how to make a successful career, and how to really get that career that is like, boy, it's like, you know, I want to say your cherry pie. You know, they say the American dream is cherry pie. Was it going to the, you know, baseball games, hot dogs, and apple pie? Well, I'm talking, you know, the American dream, you know, owning your own home. And so, I mean, I'm talking about that job that's like your American dream. And when you get that, it's like that, it's like your, you know, that spot that's just the place that, you know what, you're like, you're just thankful. You're like, God, I thank you. And coaching people in the right career and how to bulletproof their career so they don't mess up their career or lose their career is really, really significant to me. You know, I met a gentleman today at this career fair that I was at, and he was a veteran. And actually, there were two veterans there, and they were there to help other veterans who are just coming back from the war, or maybe they're just coming back from their duty, or maybe they've been out for years. And there's so much information out there to help people that's been in the military, that's considered a veteran. And so I stopped in because of my prior military. And, you know, sometimes I don't think much about any benefits coming to me as a vet since I was not in that long. However, I was a vet nonetheless. But as I was talking to this person, and, you know, it just got me to thinking that when I got out of the military at age 23, Well, I was 23 when I went in. I got out at 25. And I went in. I had high hopes. I had big dreams. I had wonderful things that I wanted to do. But I ran smack dab into problems. There's a series of problems that really did not have to happen. I mean, I was on track for some powerful stuff. Just to let you know, when I went in, you know, from the door in boot camp, you know, the first thing there, I was chosen to be a section leader. I mean, come on, what are the chances of that happening? Out of a group of 80 women, they chose 5 of us to be like the supervisors, so to speak, the people in charge, the people that the others would look up to. And I blew it. You know, I blew it. I totally flat out blew it. And then some other things happened while I was there. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I think it's very important to helping, to the reason why I'm here to help people with their career. Because I've summarized it to the fact that I had no guidance. And I shared that with the vets today. I shared with them how, you know, for an African-American girl from the ghettos of Cincinnati, you know, had, you know, went into the military, was a jet mechanic, should have been steered toward a career with Grumman or General Dynamics or what have you. I'm pretty sure back in those days there were not a lot of women in those types of careers. Now today, those types of non-traditional kind of careers are flooded with women, but not back in 1980. And so, you know, it's like 40 years ago, right? Close to 40, right? Almost. Well, about 30-something years ago. And, you know, it's so that's why I've said, you know what? Not for nothing, but I don't want this to happen to anybody else. And it's so funny because Training Magazine made a statement in one of their articles, and they said it like this. They said that, because I believe in coaching, you know, as a coach, as a career coach, I want to help people. I don't want people to stumble around and miss out on great career opportunities simply because they didn't know where to go. They didn't know who to turn to. And so this is how Training Magazine put it in one of their articles. They said that obtaining a coach is a sign that you have truly arrived. You know, there are a lot of people who are so still, they're still so confused and against having a coach. And it's very sad. But you know what? It's, you know, well, we're here to help clear up some of that. I'm here to remove some of those barriers for people. Not tonight, of course. We won't have time to do it tonight. But over time, to really coach people into that desired dream, that dream career that they may really, really want. And, you know, think about it. The best time to seek out a coach, you know, people may say, well, why do I need a coach? Or do I need a coach? They may not even be sure if they need a coach or not. And so they may be wondering, well, what is a coach? What do I need a coach for? Well, let me put it to you like this. When you have an overwhelming goal that you need to achieve, it could be a goal as it relates to your health. If you have, you know, some people have a goal where they want to lose a certain amount of weight and they really want to do it really bad and they want to do it and it's overwhelming. They just can't hardly figure it out. They just can't hardly get it together. That's when you know that you probably need a coach. I mean, look at some of the commercials that you've seen just in the new year. You got Janet Jackson now promoting Nutrisystem. Now I hear that Jenny Craig has signed on Mariah Carey to promote their products. And then we already know we had Jennifer Hudson, who is the new face of Weight Watchers, so to speak. And so what are these individuals saying? They're saying that they themselves, so these are superstar entertainers, superstar, you know, movie stars, people that are in the limelight. Here's what they're saying is that we had an overwhelming goal that we wanted to achieve, and we couldn't do it by ourselves. Now, I know for us believers, we know we have the Holy Spirit, absolutely. But God has placed people here on earth to also come alongside of us and to help us, to motivate us, to encourage us. I mean, there's even a scripture that says that, you know, each should encourage the other better than himself. And so these individuals are saying, you know, we had an overwhelming goal to achieve and we got help. So there's absolutely nothing wrong with getting a coach. Now, again, I try my best to keep you on the cutting edge. It's one of the things that the Coach Felisa Show has tried to do over the years, is to keep you on the cutting edge of what's happening in society that really matters, because we know that we're not going to be in the world and of the world. So what? But we are in the world. But so what are the important pieces that, you know, we really need so that we can best glorify our God in heaven? And one of the things is that he wants us to use our talents, skills, and our gifts and abilities. He absolutely wants us to maximize on those. He definitely wants us to, you know, bear the fruit of the Spirit, absolutely. So we should have joy, we should have peace. But there are many people who have chosen careers, they've been ill-advised, they've been misinformed, and they've chosen careers where they are not at peace, and they are not happy. I tell you, it's scary. You go on some of these jobs, and from the CEO all the way to the lowest ranking staff person, there are individuals who are just flat out miserable on their job and making all types of conflict with coworkers. And some of these individuals, believe it or not, are very, very spiritual people, okay? And it's really hard to believe. And so I believe that I have a true mission to empower people, to coach individuals so that they can achieve their goals that they want. But first, what do you have to do? You have to first have a plan. You need a plan. You need to start with a plan. So, again, parents, I got to get this message to parents. Now, on March the 6th, I will be going to Science High School in Newark, New Jersey. It's their annual career day that they do for their seniors. I did it last year. I'm doing it again this year. And I'm going to talk to about 100 or so seniors, probably a little more. But they have four classes, and each class probably has about 30. And I'm going to share with these individuals how to start now planning for the career that they want. Now, they're about to graduate high school, and they're about to choose, if they not have not already chosen a major, and really they should have maybe chosen one by now. However, they may, you know, pick another one. But these individuals are going to go off to college, and many of them are going to choose majors based on someone else's desires and opinions. And now, nothing is much wrong with that if those desires and opinions are also yours. It's just like, as believers, we want the will of God for our lives. So we line our will with his will. Well, there's nothing wrong with, let's just say, a child and a parent, and both of them want the same goal for that child. There's nothing wrong with that. But what is a problem is when a person goes after a career that they don't want, just doing it for someone else. That's going to be a problem, especially if you're talking about college. Because first of all, college is a lot of money, and it's a lot of time, and it's hard work. And it's a huge investment. It's one of the greatest investments you'll make in your life outside probably of purchasing a home and having children. And so it's a great investment, and you don't want to do it flimsily. You don't want to do it flimsily. You don't want to do it mediocre. You want to make it significant. And so as a career coach, what I want to be able to do is to help you not make the wrong choice as it relates to your career. That's really what I want to do. If I could, you know how some people want to save the planet? Like, there are some people who want to save animals, and then there are others who want to save, you know, all the babies. You know, everybody's got somebody they want to save. Well, I want to save people from making the wrong career choice. And we do that by some pre-maintenance, some pre-activity, some things beforehand. So it's it's a pre-work that's being done versus waiting to the end. So how do you bulletproof your career? Well, so one of the things you want to do is you want to make a plan, okay? So that's number one. You sit down and you make a plan. Without a plan, how do you really know where you're going? And if you really don't know where you're going, how will you know when you get there? You see, you know, it's like okay, at the end of the semester, you already know it's the end, so you're ready to have fun and celebrate. But if you don't know where you're going, you don't even know when to stop and celebrate. So you got to get a plan. So that's number one. Well, we'll make a career plan for you as part of the program that I want to, you know, be able to offer you. So what are some of the things that I would help you with? Because you may be wondering, well, Coach Lalisa, you know, how would you help a person? Well, first of all, I've helped people in the past, and I'm certainly willing to do it again, is, you know, help people who get stuck in a rut. You know, sometimes people just get stuck. You know, they don't know how to get themselves out. Sometimes they don't even know how they got there. I've been there, trust me. And then I've helped people, and you may be that person, or you may know some people, who have conflict with their supervisors. So I've helped people who are in that predicament. It's a part of the career coaching that we do. So it could be conflict with supervisors and or coworkers. So I've helped in that area, and I love help. That's one of my favorite places to help people, is when they're in conflict with their coworkers and supervisors. And again, I've been there. Know what it feels like. It doesn't feel good. It is a horrible feeling to go to work when you're in conflict with anyone, your spouse, your children, your neighbor, especially the person you got to be around 8 hours a day. It's just no fun. I love helping people that have to deal with a lot of competition. So let's just say you're in an environment where the competition is high in terms of promotions, in terms of the best job assignments, all right? So we're talking about bulletproofing your career. Again, we said in the beginning of the show, think of a bulletproof vest for a police officer. This is a person that, you know, is putting themselves in harm's way. Well, believe it or not, on some of these jobs, you're in harm's way and you want to protect yourself, because what can happen? Well, if we were to do a SWOT analysis, we would look at some of the threats that could come against a career, and that could be layoffs, downsizing, right-sizing. A company could have to move. A company could outsource your position. A company could go global with your position and make your position even more competitive. So there's lots of things that a company could just go out of business. Things could go wrong in the economy and they're not able to recover. And so there are many, many things that could, you know, put your career in a battlefield, so to speak. And so, you know, there are some things that you want to do. We also like to help people that may just, you know what, they're just fed up. They've had all they could with corporate America. They've given it their best 10, 15, 20 years, maybe longer, 30, 40, but and now they want to start their own business. As a matter of fact, one of the recruiters that I met today at this big career fair had shared with me they had been on the job 44 years. And I says, well, wow, that's a long time. And they said, but you know what? I'm ready to go. And I says, well, wow, what do you do? Well, what will you do? And they said, well, I'm going to, you know, start something of my own. I'm going to start my own business. So they're certainly not ready to retire. They're not ready to stop working. They're just ready to kind of get out of a sort of a rat race, so to speak. And so I love coaching people who want to do that. So I'm going to meet with that person and sit down and brainstorm some ideas and see which way we can support them and help them achieve that goal. Sometimes a person just wants to change careers right in the midstream of what they're doing. You know, things could be going well. Maybe you're only on the job 1 year and all of a sudden you decide, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to do something else. And sometimes you need help. You need help with that. You need help making that change, feeling comfortable about it. A lot of times, you know, fear can set in. And then some people just want to, you know, find work after being unemployed. sometimes that's, you know, a challenge to find work after you've been unemployed for a while. I have a lot of people that I work with. They come to me and they say, what do I put on my resume? You know, what do I say? I haven't had a job. I have this gap. How will the interviewer, you know, look at me, you know, with this gap on my resume? What do I do? Okay, so that's another way we want to definitely help people. And then some people just want to, they want to grow in their organization. They want to go up the ladder. They want to start out as maybe a management trainee or, you know, sales associate or clerical admin person. But they want to, you know, they want to grow. They want to rise up. They want to go to manager, senior manager, director, senior director, VP, you know, and on up, possibly even CEO. I knew a lady at the last company that I worked for, one of the last companies I worked for. She started out like a secretary, and she grew all the way up to the CEO of the company. It can happen. It can happen, and especially if you learn some of the tips on how to bulletproof your life. And then just the last thing that I wanted to share is that sometimes a person just finds themselves in a confusing situation. Like, for instance, this economy has been very confusing to people. You know, the economy is like really, it's just going wacko, so to speak. Companies are hiring, but yet companies are not hiring. Some people are getting the best jobs and some people are not. It's a very confusing economy right now. Some people just need that stability. They need someone to kind of guide them along the way, let them know how things are going. You know, sometimes when you start something new, a new job, in the beginning, it seems so exciting and fun, and you're enthusiastic. But after a few weeks on the job, a few months, you may be saying to yourself, what did I do? What have I done? And so, again, these are all the ways that a career coach can help you. And one of the tools that I want to use, one of the tools and materials that I will be using to help you with is this concept of bulletproofing your career. In other words, making your career goals, your career choices, and your career objectives, making them sound, making them stable, putting some structure to it so that it can stand, it can be fortified, it can be, you know, be strong, so that it can survive. It can survive a down economy. It can survive a situation going awry. It can survive, you know, lots of different things. And so, like we said before, so one of the steps then to this bulletproofing your career is to, you know, make a plan. Another thing that you want to do in bulletproofing your career is that you want to stay up to date, okay? You want to, you know, I can't say enough about being updated in what's happening in your industry. You know, the thing that is going to come about to disrupt your career, you should be ahead of that. You shouldn't be behind the eight ball. You should have already known that there was a new technological advance that came out that could put you out of business. Let me give you a good example of the ATM machines, all right? When the ATM machines first hit the scene, it probably somewhere around 1981 or 1982. Let me see, I went into the military. There was no such thing as an ATM machine. I came out of the military around 1985-ish. And they were just starting to hit the scenes somewhere around 85, 87. So individuals should have understood way back then that that technology was going to put a lot of bank, just everyday bank tellers, out of work. And so then that person, to bulletproof their career, they would start doing what? Looking at other options. Right. So if you're going to look it up, if you're going to look at other options, if you're going to, we're talking about bulletproofing your career. If you're going to make a plan, and in that plan, you're going to update your knowledge of your particular industry and the industries that affect you. You're going to, not only you're going to stay updated, but you're also going to get yourself retrained or trained. If you've never had training, you're going to get retrained, or you're going to get trained, or you're going to get reskilled, or you're going to get skilled to something else. So obviously you're skilled to something. If you've been working on a job for a length of time, you should be a skill at that. Someone said if you've spent 10,000 hours doing something, then you're pretty much an expert, providing you do it with an expert attitude. Just because you've done something for 10,000 hours doesn't necessarily mean you're an expert unless you've done it expertly. So you want to make a plan, update, keep yourself updated, stay in the know, have knowledge of what's happening in your industry, your career, and the industries that affect your career. Because, again, when ATMs came out, that hit the banking industry, yes. However, other industries saw that and they jumped on board. So it hit also the airline industries. So the airline industry said, well, if we could use a kiosk machine, that's what they're another term for, like we call the ATM for banks, anytime, they can go anytime and you can get your money. Well, the kiosk machines, you can go and get an airline ticket. Now, look at what's replaced that. You got to keep up with the trends. Look at how things are even going now. And is your career ready? Is your career ready to handle the change? Unfortunately, and hopefully I'm going to get a chance to do a career session at a couple of the job fairs coming up right here in New Jersey. I'll definitely let you know about the next one where I'll be doing a coaching session and you can attend. Or you can have me come. I'll be glad to come to your, you may have an event and you may want people to hear this information. So you definitely want to be, updated. So, look at what's happening now. About a month or two ago, I had to take a flight. And I did everything from home, everything from my smartphone, even down to getting my boarding pass. I got to the airport. I only had to pull out my BlackBerry, and I was gone through the gate. So you have to look at what is coming, And then we look at the Internet. Come on, let's look at the Internet. There is no way. I was telling my students last night down at Essex County College where I teach on Wednesday nights. I was telling my students there, now these are all business students. A couple of them are liberal arts, and then there was a couple that are accounting majors, which falls under business. And then I had two students were engineering students, and one was engineering/business. And I told them, I says, not for nothing, but there's no excuse that you don't know something. There's no way. I really, just don't even waste your time telling me that you didn't know. Because of the Internet, anything you don't know, and I've tried it a few times. I've tried it just for general principles. I've just put a word in Google, and I told them, I says, anything you don't know, I promise, you look it up, you're going to get something back, right? I said, just any old word, And so one of the students hollered out, even hookanani? And I said, yes. And so, luckily we have smart classrooms. So we have technology. So we have the Internet right there. I had a computer right there at my fingertips. I brought the Internet up. I typed in the word hookanani, and sure enough, there was a definition. There was web pages about a hookanani, and the students, they fell out. But they were also very, I think they were amazed. A little bit shocked that, so a lot of people still don't know how much knowledge is available to everyone. And so part of my mission as a career coach and a career counsel and a career mentor and a life coach and a mentor coach is to go around. I want to go around to all of the schools, especially in Newark, because that's where I live near. I want to go around to all of the schools in Newark and Plainfield, Elizabeth, Jersey City, you name it. And I want these students to know about the knowledge that is at their fingertips. And I don't want any excuse that, you don't have a computer at home. And no, because you can go to the library for free, okay? And so these are some of the ways that you're going to bulletproof your career. You're going to make a plan. You're going to stay updated. You're going to update yourself. You're going to get the knowledge ahead of time. You're not going to wait. until it's too late. You're not going to wait till you get that pink slip. You're going to already have research careers that you can do. In other words, it's not being disloyal to your employer to see what else is out there. It's not like a marriage, you know. As, oh, by the way, I did say I was going to tell women a little secret about cheating. You don't ever, people can't cheat anymore, pretty much. No more cheating. Cheating is over. And I was watching someone do a video clip on this, and I thought it was really cool. So I just, you know, kind of embellished it a little bit. But it made so much sense, and I believe it is so true. No more cheating. It's over. It's done with, okay? It can't happen. It can't happen anymore, pretty much. So we'll talk about that in a minute. I think I'll save that for toward the end. But back to this bulletproofing, you know, your career. And as I said on Facebook, I said, you know, you can go from laid off to paid off, okay? From laid off to paid off. How? By bulletproofing your career. How? By making a plan, going out there, finding out everything you can about the field that you are either in or that you want to be in, going out, getting yourself trained. Now, here's the thing about training. Training can go all the way from zero to a million, okay, so to speak. There's free training. You can do internships. You can volunteer yourself all the way up to very, very expensive training. Harvard, Columbia, Princeton, think of schools like that, where it's really expensive, Dale Carnegie and others, where it's really expensive to get training. So you can go from, you know, zero to thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars for training. So there's no, again, you have to be very careful to say, I couldn't do it. We want to teach people to get away from that and learn to say, I don't want to do it. Okay, so it's not about you couldn't, you don't want to. Because pretty much anything you want to do, you can do it if you want to. And it's okay with not wanting to do something. Just be clear that you don't want to do it instead of saying that you could not do it. So you can get training. You can get free training. You can do it. If you can't go to a school, then go to a place of employment where someone in that place of employment is doing that particular skill that you're trying to learn and volunteer to work alongside of them and learn from that person. You know, years ago we called this an apprenticeship, where you went and you learned up under someone. Back in the day, the old blacksmiths and the people who were the horseshoe makers and these people who worked in the news rooms and making the newspapers and the printing press and all these kinds of jobs, the blacksmith, these people, they didn't go to college, some of them. They didn't go and get a degree. They didn't go get training. Their training came by doing an apprentice. You held the, you know, jar, you held the thing while the senior person who knew what to do showed you how to do it, and you watched patiently, quietly, until it was your turn to prove that you could do it too. And they still today, we have apprenticeship programs. And some, they will even pay you to go and do that. I was at this job fair today, and I went, you know, just to see what was out there. And every now and again, you got to go to a job fair sometimes just to see. You know, sometimes it can make you appreciate your current job. When you go and see how many people are really unemployed or, you know, see what these, and sometimes you want to stay current. You want to know what employers are looking for today. A lot of employers today are looking for people who have skills. So, again, you want to, you know, get your skills intact. That's part of the bulletproofing your career. You want to get your skills intact. You want to make sure that you have some major skills that you want to have. Definitely the communication skills. For those of you who are on Blog Talk Radio, who have your own Blog Talk Radio show, I celebrate you. I so celebrate you because it's free. It doesn't cost you anything. The only thing it costs you is to get over your fear. You can start, and it's a great way to hear yourself. You can do playback and instantly hear yourself. You can also have an audience that you can also ask them for their feedback. And It's a great way to hone up on your presentation skills, your public speaking skills, your communication skills. There's absolutely no excuse, right? A person can't say, well, I can't speak because of this place and that place. They won't let me. Well, do you have a smartphone? Do you have a home phone? Do you have a computer? Then you can do just like I'm doing. Blog Talk Radio, they have a paid portion now. They did not when they started, but they do have a paid portion. But they also have a free portion. And they've had, and other, there are so many other programs out there that are free. And, you know, get yourself started. So you can retrain yourself. You can get training. You can, so some of the skills I would say that you really need to focus on, definitely your communication skills. That is one of the chief skills that companies are looking for today. If you want to bulletproof your career, let's just say you have a job and you don't want to get fired, you don't want to get laid off, you don't want to be the one who gets outsourced, or even if your department is outsourced, or even if your department is closed down, you want them to refer you to another department. Or even if your company goes out of business. Do you know, here's the thing, and this is definitely going to help you bulletproof your career. Do you know that if your company closes, outside of what the Department of Labor can do to help you, and every state has a Department of Labor, every state has a workforce development type of entity that can help you find a job in case your job is lays you off. But every CEO knows other CEOs, just about everyone. So just because your company shuts down, it doesn't have to mean the end for you. It doesn't have to mean, okay, unemployment line, here I come, unless that's what you want to do. But it doesn't have to be. Your employer, if you are in good standing with that employer, they can make recommendations for you. Every employer, every CEO, every vice president, every CFO, chief financial officer, every CIO, the chief information officer, every chief diversity officer, CDO. Now they even got CEOs. They got CEOs. They got chief empowerment officers. And very, very soon, in the very near future, they're going to have CCOs, chief coaching officers. They already have something similar. They have chief training officers, and all of these people, the vice presidents, the directors, the leaders of the company that are very influential, they know people, and they can recommend you. So you definitely, you know, it's serious. You definitely can bulletproof your career. What do I mean by bulletproof? Well, we said it's almost like a police who wears a police officer that wears a bulletproof vest. Now they can be out in harm's way, and if a bullet comes at them, as long as it doesn't go to their head, you know, they can survive, and they will be fine. Well, bulletproofing your career means that no matter what happens in the economy, you will still be fine. You will still be able to get an income. You'll still be able to take care of your household, take care of your family, take care of your obligations and your responsibilities that you have. And here's the best part. If you choose the proper career that's a perfect fit for your talents, your skills, your abilities, and your desires, you can do all that and love it. You know, that's the kicker. You get to do all that and love it. And that is what is so awesome to me. Now, for some people, that's not the creme de la creme. But for me, it is. It is nothing, I find nothing greater than, you know, doing what I love. And sometimes I've done that even when there was the threat of no money coming in. However, you know, there is a saying that says if you do what you love, the money will come. And basically what they're saying is that if you do what you love, you'll do it enough that you'll put in those 10,000 hours and you'll do it when you love doing it, you'll do it with enthusiasm, and you'll do it to the fact that you do it really well, and you'll become an expert, and now the dollars come because corporations and organizations pay experts, and they pay people for being an expert. Okay, so that's kind of the breakdown of that saying. I know a lot of people hear that and they go, no, that's not true. But that's why it's true. So if you do what you love, the money will come. But other than communications being a number one skill, certainly you have to be able to articulate clearly and effectively your thoughts. It's just no other way. I mean, really. That's a must when you're in business, when you're in operation, when you're in management, any format, in any area, you have to be able to do that. And the other thing is that you must be able to be a problem solver. You must have your, you know, these days, believe it or not, a lot of jobs, especially the ones that are very high-paying jobs, I'm talking about your $70,000 a year and up, these jobs, they want you to come in the door with your own solutions. So it's almost like being an entrepreneur. You'll work for the company, but they want you to come with the mindset that you are solution-minded, you know how to solve problems, you know where to go for solutions, for problems that will arise in your area. Okay? In this dynamic environment that we're in, every business has to deal with technological issues, legal issues, social issues. They have to deal with competition. All of these things is the basic, environment of every business. And so just imagine, you know, problems can come any day. That would be like living in a household where there's like four or five children, all with different personalities. Every day there's going to be, this kid is going to say, oh, mommy, so-and-so did this, or daddy, so-and-so did, or grandma, whoever taking care of those kids, or this child is feeling this type of way. And this is the same kind of thing, okay? So what I'm saying is that you want to be prepared. You want to be prepared. You want to get your bulletproof career vest on. You want to have it on at all times. And now, let me share with you, like I said, I tried to hold out as long as I could about this whole concept of there will be no more cheating, no more cheating. Those days are gone. Now, aren't you happy about that? Isn't that something, don't you think that's something to celebrate? I do. I think that we really, really have something to celebrate here. Because for a long time, so many people struggled in that area. And here's the beauty, and a lot of it does have to do with something that's very similar to what we're talking about in terms of advancements and technologies and innovations. Because of, and some of you are probably already familiar with this, but because there's so many things like the internet, email, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, you know, it's pretty much what we're saying here is that most people's lives are almost like an open book. You really can't hide anymore. I mean, you know, before people could do things and possibly get away with it, possibly hide, but those days are over. Those days are gone. It's not happening anymore. So that was my little secret boom that I wanted to let out tonight. I did it mostly for a laugh, but for some people, it'll be some good advice that will really, really help them. So there will be absolutely no more cheating. So this really, really, really is true, and that's the inside scoop for tonight on Thursday. So because if people try to cheat, they're going to get caught. You're going to get caught through an email, through a text message. You cannot cover it up today. So women, hey, we rocked. So we got it made now, right? Now, again, on Thursday nights, we're going to be dealing with all types of career advice. So tonight, we wanted to break the ice and talk about how to bulletproof your career. And as we work through this and go through some other all career tips, the career advice, it will all be centered around you bulletproofing your career. So whether we talk about your education, whether we talk about your trainings or different certifications, whether we talk about job sites, websites where you could go to look for jobs, whether we talk about places where you could go to become better at interviewing, Whether you go, whether we talk about going someplace where you can learn, let's just say learn how to be a better employee, a more productive employee. You know, companies today are, believe it or not, companies today are looking for individuals who are very productive, okay? Productivity is at an all-time high demand, okay? There is a demand for people to be productive. So you want to be productive. And so if you are ready to make that leap, to get a coach, if you feel that you have a goal that you would like to reach and you feel it's so overwhelming and you need help with that, please, please, please contact me. You can reach me right here on Facebook. You can email me. If you would like to attend one of our career coaching sessions, you want to better your career, you're looking to get a promotion, and you're looking to, maybe you have employees that you want them to learn how to be more engaged, and you want them to grow in their personal development at work, in their career development at work. Or maybe you want to reward your superstars, your high-performing employees. You know, let them work with a coach. You know, it's like a gift that you would give to them that's relatively inexpensive. I mean, there was a time when coaching was very expensive, and most people, the average worker could not afford a coach. But today I have prices that will blow your mind. They will literally blow your mind. So please don't hesitate to call. I'll put it like this: for less than the cost of a latte, you can get coaching. And I do have free coaching sessions to offer you. So please inbox me. I'll send you my number. I'll send you some dates and times that are available that you can choose, that you can set up a half-hour free coaching session with me. If you tuned into this show, you can inbox me on Facebook and let me know that you're interested in a half-hour session of coaching where we can talk about goal setting, and I'll send you some times and dates that we can talk, that I'm available, and we'll take it from there. Well, we've come down to the end of the program, and I hope you enjoyed our message on tonight. I want to thank you for taking the time to tune in and to listen. Certainly, I appreciate any of your feedback. I'm very excited about where you're going in your career. You're going to have a stellar career, one that you're going to absolutely love, that I help you with your career choices. Next week, we're going to come on, and I'm going to go over with you next week. I'm going to go over the 5 deadly sins of employees, okay? So we're going to go over the 5 deadly sins of employees next. So that's next Thursday right here on Blog Talk Radio on the Coaching You to Your Career Success right here. Now, next week, I believe the show will be on at 9. If not, just check Facebook for the posting, and we will make sure that we get you the right time. Again, if you'd like to go to my website, you can go there and connect with me that way at info@lalisajwilliams.com. Please stay connected in some way, shape, form, or fashion. I look forward to coming back, working with you and others, and please invite a friend. Well, it's been great. As you know, Coach Lalisa, we love to say it's been great. It's been real, and you got to keep moving on up, because in reality there ain't no stopping you now. And don't forget to be back here on Tuesday mornings at 7 a.m. where we will be with the professional Terry Benjamin. Okay, folks, that's all for tonight.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.